With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. At least four people have been shot and killed in an attack in Jerusalem when gunmen opened fire at a bus at a busy intersection in North Jerusalem. 15 people have been wounded. Jury selection set to begin in the trial of the man charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump while he played golf last year in South Florida. The court has blocked off 4 weeks for the trial of Ryan Ruth, but attorneys are expecting they'll need less time than that. Jury selection is likely to get started on Monday. A well-known Republican likes his chances in a crowded New York City mayor's race.
Curtis Lewa, the red beret-wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
Well, Mexico's top prosecutor says his government plans to arrest many more people involved in fuel theft networks between Mexico and the United States. Already behind bars, a Mexican naval officer. Critics argue corruption within the government enables criminal networks to thrive. Thousands of London Underground staff members have walked off the job in a series of strikes, and officials fear that will shut the subway system down in London, used by millions of people every day. Transit operator says services were disrupted early Sunday morning. This is SRN News. Pew Research Center studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives, and finally it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the nation have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. Baseball's Iron Man celebrating the 30th anniversary of surpassing the Iron Horse. Here's George Williams.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards.
Texas authorities searching for a suspect after a weekend bar shooting left one person dead, five wounded. Liberty County Sheriff's Office says the suspect opened fire early Sunday at a Los Locos restaurant and sports bar near the small town of Cleveland. Few details about the suspect, but a possible motive or the victims either. Cleveland is 45 miles from Houston. More details at srnnews.com.